Conference bragging rights are on the line with this week's Big Ten ACC Women's Basketball Challenge. Last year, the ACC edged the Big Ten schools 8 wins against 6 losses. The 5-1 Minnesota Gophers travel to 5-4 Notre Dame to take on the 2018 National Champs. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime online for more info, or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely, at WWIB.com. Gophers assistant coach Carly Thibault Dudonis is back with me on the show today. So this is your second year at the U of M, Carly. This is head coach Lindsey Whalen's second year in that spot. So you're kind of growing together as a coaching staff. Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, obviously it's all new for everybody as far as her coaching and, you know, us trying to guide and help in ways, but obviously she's got really good basketball instincts and really good leadership instincts, so you don't necessarily want to change everything in that way, because she's got really great people instincts and relational instincts, and so I was just trying to kind of find the balance of giving input and but also letting her lead in her way, if that makes sense. You know, we've all been places, myself and Coach Danny and Coach Kelly have all worked for different head coaches and different people and seeing things worked a different way, but that doesn't always necessarily mean that that's Coach Whalen's way, you know, and she's got to kind of find her own voice in all of it, which I think she's done a phenomenal job in doing in just a year and a half. And so that part was kind of a growing process and a day-by-day trying to figure out, you know, what was needed as an assistant. But Coach Whalen just treats people with such respect and is not has zero ego, and so she took in a lot of advice and kind of filtered it and found out how she wanted to do things here.
Yeah, you've been working for Vic Schaefer, one of our good friends, a fine Christian coach at Mississippi State, outstanding program down there, and then came to the U of M. And, of course, you know basketball. Carly, your dad, Mike, is a head coach in the WNBA, Washington in the WNBA. He's been with the Bucks in the NBA. Your brother, Eric, is on your dad's staff. What was it like for you growing up in a family so immersed in this game?
It was really special. And I got to be around the NBA and then the WNBA when I was more towards like that, you know, high school age. But it was just a special bond that I was able to share with my dad and obviously my brother as well. And, you know, for me, it's a little bit different of a lifestyle, and I guess growing up I didn't really realize that it was so different. You know, I was used to my dad being gone or on the road or working kind of odd hours. And so for me, you know, a lot of times the coaching profession can be a bit of a lifestyle change for people who are just getting into it, but I just didn't ever really know anything different. And I never wanted to do anything different, to be honest. You know, I've always loved the game, and I always knew I wanted to be around it in some capacity, whether it's playing or coaching or I went to school for psychology and had considered sports psychology as well. So it's just always been a part of my life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Hmm.
All right, Carly, let's have you share just for a few minutes here on Sports and Commentary about your journey with Jesus. Bring us up to speed on that, how you found that personal relationship, came to that decision in your life to give him your love and your life.
Yeah, you know, my mother was really instrumental in my faith at a young age. You know, she was kind of the one that always brought me to church and really kind of helped me learn about the Lord. But then I'd say when I met my husband is when I really understood, I think, the difference between being a Christian and then having a relationship with God. You know, I think that I've always considered myself a Christian, but I didn't really know how, and honestly, that you even could have just a personal relationship with Christ. And that's kind of where my husband came in and introduced me to that part of my faith. I think that's where I've really taken the biggest steps in my faith is, you know, the daily prayer and, you know, not just praying about the big things, but also about really small decisions or things for other people or just kind of being intentional about, you know, a daily conversation with Christ in my life. And so when we met, I kind of got to see that firsthand of what that looks like. I never really seen what that looked like. And then when we lived in Michigan, we were really fortunate to have been found a really, really good church where we've made lifelong friends, and I got to see the community side of my faith and just what that can bring in community groups and, you know, just being very intentional about relationships. I think it has kind of been the biggest turning point in my faith.
So, you know, if Jesus is your Lord, then I think it's safe to say that he would rule and reign over everything, not just Sunday morning in church, but what you do throughout the week. What does that look like, Carly, for you as a basketball coach for a game that is so huge in your life?
You know, it's just it becomes so much bigger than yourself or bigger than one game or bigger than a practice. You know, it's really easy to keep things in perspective. You know, it's a very busy lifestyle where you're constantly kind of keeping a lot of different balls in the air, from recruiting to scheduling to practice to workouts and phone calls and things like that. It's easy to kind of get lost in a lot of different tedious tasks. Whereas if you kind of keep the Lord at the center of everything, you don't want to lose relationships with your kids or time. You know, if a player comes up to your office, you know, you don't want to be too busy to just sit there and talk to them. So that's kind of where I've been able to keep the Lord center, is that it's about the people you're around, and it's just bigger than you, you know. And so that's kind of where in my work, that I just don't let it get bigger than, you know, it's bigger than me.
Yeah, good. University of Minnesota assistant women's basketball coach Carly Thibeault Dudonis back with me today on Sports and Commentary. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.